Today FM News will have more in an hour.
Lovely stuff. Thank you indeed.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
Action.
Today FM soundtracks.
Nobody is going to hit as hard as life.
I told you.
Don't call me Junior.
Taking you on a musical adventure off screen and stage.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family.
Today FM Soundtracks with Dara Quilty.
That's me, and it is great to be here. I love doing this show. Until midnight tonight, everything you hear from movies and musicals you love. This playlist knows no boundaries.
Today FM Soundtracks.
Beginning our sonic voyage of discovery with the one and only John Williams. And the title theme from Star Wars. Welcome to the show. Of Love from Rent on Today FM Soundtracks with Dara Quilty. That was written and composed by Jonathan Larson and performed by Rosario Dawson, Taye Diggs and Idina Menzel. 1996 is when Rent premiered on Broadway in New York City, and its creator, director and composer never lived to see it happen. Jonathan Larson, whose only ever dream was to make it on Broadway, was found dead in his Lower East Side apartment on the opening night of Rent. An unfortunate underlying condition caused him to have an aortic aneurysm, and he passed away at 35 years old and never lived to see the mammoth success that Rent would become, running for 25 straight years on Broadway, a movie in 2005, performances all around the world. Years later, on Netflix, Andrew Garfield would be cast to play Jonathan Larson in the story of Jonathan Larson in a movie musical called Tick, Tick, Boom. Now, I didn't know this, but just weeks before Andrew Garfield was due to start filming Tick, Tick, Boom, he lost his own mother. And there's a beautiful moment that occurred on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Andrew Garfield talking about grief that I'd like to share with you.
I love talking about it, by the way. So if I cry, it's only a beautiful thing. This is all the unexpressed love, the grief that will remain with us until we pass, because we never get enough time with each other, right? No matter if someone lives till 60, 15, or, you know, 99. So I hope this grief stays with me, because it's all the unexpressed love that I didn't get to tell her. And I told her every day. We all told her every day. She was the best of us.
I like this idea that grief is just unexpressed love. Andrew Garfield as Jonathan Larson from Tick, Tick, Boom. This is 3090 on Today FM.
Stop the clock.
Performance from Andrew Garfield and the cast of Tick, Tick, Boom of 2021. That is called 3090 on Today FM Soundtracks with Dara Quilty. Let's jump into the helicopter and go back in time. You might think it's 1994, but no, it's the late 60s. Your name is Forrest Gump and you're flying into the Vietnam War, where you meet Lieutenant Dan Taylor. Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is Fortunate Son on Today FM Soundtracks. Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son. Today FM Soundtracks, originally from 1969, reused in 1994's Forrest Gump, starring Tom Hanks. The famous scene where they land on the beaches of the Vietnam War. And a young Forrest is very impressed by his new lieutenant.
God damn it, where is that sling rope I told you to order?
I put in the requisitions at battalion.
Yeah. Well, you call those sons of bitches.
Lieutenant Dan sure knew his stuff. I felt real lucky he was my lieutenant. He was from a long, great military tradition. Somebody in his family had fought and died in every single American war.
God damn it, kick some ass.
We're going to stay on the beaches, but we will ditch the war and we'll ditch the chopper. Jimmy Jameson's I'm Always Here from Baywatch is next.
Dara Quilty.
This is Today FM Soundtracks.
I promised you that we would stay on the beach. Slow motion. Pamela Anderson. David Hasselhoff from 1991. The theme of Baywatch. Jimmy Jameson, I'm Always Here. Today FM. Performance from Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, Come What May, from 2001's Moulin Rouge, one of the only original songs composed for that movie, and arguably its most emotional. You're on Today FM Soundtracks. I'm Dara Quilty, excited to delve into the world of ABBA with the cast of Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen in the next couple of minutes. While we're here together, let's revisit some personal childhood trauma. The year was 1994. The compositions of Hans Zimmer echoing through the African savannah in Disney's The Lion King when a young Simba stumbles upon his unconscious father, Mufasa, after a very dangerous stampede. Watching this with my neighbor Neve and hiding my tears, I left to get some water in the kitchen to secretly cry. What an incredibly powerful and emotional piece of animation. The entire soundtrack of The Lion King is just phenomenal. A truly sweeping score by the masterful Hans Zimmer throughout that says what words cannot. The music provided by Elton John, and this is his version of Circle of Life on Today FM Soundtracks.
From the day we arrive on the planet.
I love that nylon string guitar. Makes me feel like I'm on holidays. La Bamba from Los Lobos on Today FM Soundtracks. It is Dara Quilty here with the music from movies and musicals you love. And that, taken from the movie La Bamba, 1987, set in the 50s, telling the story of the final years of Chicago rock and roll star Ritchie Valens. Now we shall soar from the 50s to the 90s for a Disney classic. Aladdin came out in 1992, and we'll go behind the scenes. You can't expect every single actor to sing. The speaking voice of Aladdin was performed by Scott Weiner, but the singing voice was done by a man named Brad Kane. Princess Jasmine in the movie was voiced by Linda Larkin, with the stunning vocals of Leah Salonga, the Broadway star. And I personally believe you know you're onto a magical song when it works perfectly with just voice and piano. Let's go to the moment that singers Brad Kane and Leah Salonga rehearsed A Whole New World for the first time. Perfect harmonies. Here it is in full from Aladdin, A Whole New World on Today FM Soundtracks.
I can show you the world. Show Roll sound.
Rolling.
Sound production, take two.
Action!
Today FM soundtracks.
Bond. James Bond.
Taking you on a musical adventure off screen and stage.
The world's filling up with people who can't be matched.
Hakuna Matata. It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Today FM soundtracks with Derek Quilty.
That's me.
Hakuna Matata.
The rules are simple. If it is from a movie or a musical, it's all fair game. On the show tonight, we will be visiting Top Gun, The Book of Mormon, Shutter Island, and an appearance from songwriter Jacob Jefferies. He's going to be talking to us live from LA before midnight tonight. So do stay with me.
Today FM soundtracks.
Berlin, Take My Breath Away from Top Gun 1986 on Today FM soundtracks with Dara Quilty. That winning the Oscar for Best Original Song after the movie was released. On soundtracks, it is quite difficult to incorporate any sort of, you know, current events or news media unless it directly relates to movies or musicals because they're the rules of the show. However, and stay with me for this, it's a stretch. Due to last week's announcement of the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, and the overwhelmingly funny reaction from Americans on the fact that the Pope is now American.
Oh my God, it's an American!
And of course we had somebody's daughter who allegedly said that the Pope was her mom's situationship.
You go, it's Bob Ramos. It's literally Bob Ramos. Yes. It's literally Bob. Mom's situationship is the Pope of the Catholic Church.
Oh my God.
My mom becomes the Pope.
I thought I would play this for the week that's in it from the Book of Mormon. This is All-American Prophets on Today FM Soundtracks.
Have you heard of the All-American Prophets? The blonde-haired, blue-eyed voice of God.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. The Contours, Do You Love Me? From Dirty Dancing on Today FM Soundtracks. It is Dara Quilty here. It's about 20 to 12. Which means it's about 20 to 4 in the afternoon in Los Angeles, which is relevant to me at this time because I'm going to be talking to Jacob Jefferies live in LA as we look at some songs from movies for kids, movies for families in the next few minutes. We're going to play something from the cast of The School of Rock, Rascal Flatts, Life is a Highway from Cars is on the way. And I want to talk to Jacob because he wrote the song My Superhero Movie from Teen Titans Go to the Movies. What is it like to write a song for a movie? A live appearance from LA, Jacob Jefferies is coming up.
Dara Quilty on Today FM.
From the cast of The School of Rock starring Jack Black, it's A Long Way to the Top, 2003 on Today FM Soundtracks.
Right!
Rascal Flatts, Life is a Highway from the Cars movie on Today FM Soundtracks. Such a good song. The music from movies and musicals that you love until midnight tonight. We had the School of Rock cast. It's A Long Way to the Top, their version of the AC/DC song. Sort of on a little bit of a trip of different kids or teen movies and musicals, which is the perfect reason to have my guest on the show tonight. I've been talking about him. He is in Los Angeles, California, where God only knows what time it is, minus 8 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Jacob Jefferies, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you for taking the time to do this. And you are a perfect man for this show. This is a one-of-a-kind show on Today FM. It is 2 hours of the week that we allot to musical theater and movies, which is completely your jam.
Yeah, it's been my jam for a very long time.
It's how you started.
It's how I got my start, baby.
The reason you're here is because of your involvement in writing songs for movies and musicals. And this song that you wrote for Teen Titans Go to the movies, it's called My Superhero Movie. It is such a fun, upbeat, quick, fast song. Can you tell us a little bit about how that happened?
Yeah, my friend Jared Faber has been the lead writer for all the music on the cartoon series Teen Titans, which is on Cartoon Network. He's been doing that for over a decade. And when the feature came along, the feature film, Jared and I had been working together on some random stuff, and Jared brought me in to help finish writing one of the tunes, which was My Superhero Movie. I sang on the demo. I helped finish write it first, and then I sang on the demo. I get a call from Jared a couple weeks later, and he was like, hey, can you come re-record the vocals? And I was like, why? It was just a demo. And he was like, well, the executive said that they liked my voice and wanted that to be the song, the final cut. And it didn't really make sense to me because Teen Titans had a fan base. It had been going for a while as a television show, and I feel like loyalists and the fans that had been the fans that had been familiar with the voice of Robin singing little songs throughout the cartoon series, they would be offended if this new guy, Jacob Jeffries, just came in and stole the part of Robin. And I was correct. They were mad, I think.
No, they were not mad, because if you go and check today, it has 11.7 million plays on Spotify, 4 million views on YouTube, and then a couple of years later, with the dawn of TikTok, it was a whole trend. What are the first lines of the song?
It would be so awesome. It would be so cool.
That took off on TikTok, and I think there's over 250,000 TikToks with people using your sound. Jacob's going to stick around for a few minutes. Let's check this out. This punchy, wonderful piece of music from Teen Titans Go, written by Jacob Jeffries and Jared Faber. It is called My Superhero Movie on Today FM.
It would be so awesome. It would be so cool. It would be the most incredible superhero movie the world has ever seen.
My Superhero Movie from Teen Titans Go to the Movies on Today FM Soundtracks, written by Jacob Jeffries, who is here on the show tonight. Jacob, what about that? Your song on National Irish Radio.
It's a beautiful feeling, man. I think it's a fun song. I took my nephew to go see it when it came out in the movie theater, and that was a really cool feeling to see the song come alive on the big screen. Very nice.
It's been a big year for musical theater, and it's important that, you know, we play lots of songs from the past on this show, but you got to think about the future. Is it something that you would like to get involved in more frequently, writing songs for musicals?
Yeah, man, that's a really good question. I feel like it's always kind of tugging at my my bootstraps in a way. I feel like at the end of the day, when all is said and done, later on in life, maybe I'll have written a full-length musical with a friend or, yeah, figure that out. I love story, and I think that song is, I think song needs story and story needs song. I love the two things together. So musical theater is a big part of my life, and one day, maybe I'll write a full one.
Jacob Jeffries, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us here tonight on the Soundtrack Show.
Dara, thank you. I think Ireland is pretty lucky to have a guy hosting a show about iconic movie musical moments and Broadway moments. I think it's a huge blind spot in today's musical landscape, and or I guess today's music landscape. And I think it's important, you know, what you're doing right here, right now is very important.
That is very sweet. Jacob Jeffries, I really appreciate you being here live from Los Angeles. I like the fact that because this is a late night show, we can actually do this in real time, because, you know, it's, mid-afternoon there here, and it's, you know, basically midnight here.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Oh, thank you for having me. What a pleasure.
Today FM Soundtracks, Jacob Jeffries.
Dara Quilty on Today FM.